Stevenson Hall, built in the 1960s, houses faculty and administrative offices and many classrooms. But political science professor Andy Merrifield says the university's efforts to lessen asbestos danger in the building have been laughable at times.
Everybody gets a plastic mat, so when you're rolling, you won't be stirring up any potential asbestos and things like that. To a substantial portion of the faculty, that seems sort of inadequate. And so people said, wait a minute, if we've got asbestos, a mat is all you're going to do?
Asbestos was a popular building material when Stevenson Hall and other older buildings on campus were constructed. But a decade later, research showed that airborne asbestos fibers could cause scarring of the lung tissue, as well as mesothelioma and other cancers. Retired sociology professor Noel Byrne taught at Sonoma State for 38 years until last summer. His office was always in Stevenson Hall. He didn't realize that asbestos was a problem there until he had an unsettling encounter in the spring of 2015.
I was going to my office, and then one of the secretaries said something about, well, your office is ground zero.
Byrne was soon photographing what he believed to be asbestos dust on his office windowsill, and when he had a small stroke recently, he and his wife discussed whether there could be some connection to asbestos or other environmental toxins on campus. Andy Merrifield notes that with asbestos, there's often a lag time between exposure and illness.
It can take years and years for the problems to show up. So I know that there's some anxiety for people who there might not be any symptoms for a very long time, but if you spent 25 or 30 years working in the building and you know it can take years for it to show up and you know that OSHA is still looking into it, yeah, there is anxiety.
Beginning in 2013, Thomas Sargent claimed he was finding unsafe levels of asbestos on campus. In his suit, the certified asbestos consultant, who had long worked for the university, charged he was punished for not keeping quiet about the danger. The jury awarded him $388,000. But that's not what the school's president, Judy Sakaki, highlighted in a letter to the campus community after the verdict. Elaine Newman is a 20-year veteran of the school's math department, who also heads the school's faculty union.
The university administration only focused on the jury finding that, the building is safe, and did not focus on the fact that Tom Sargent actually won his whistleblower lawsuit, that there was retaliation by the university against him, and also that there were 7 of 16 OSHA violations that the university had not dealt with. So there are a lot of remaining questions for faculty and staff and students on campus about what the university will do now.
Superior Court Judge Nancy Case Schaefer has set the next hearing in the case for May 26th. She has the option of awarding 75% of money collected in the suit, reported to be nearly $3 million, to Cal OSHA to be used for education and remediation. The agency is currently on campus, taking new asbestos readings and interviewing affected people. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.